Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of cricket with our cricket expert, Geoff Henry Lawson. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Loz.
What did you make of Australia's performance in the opening test?
In many ways, encouraging. Only lost by 30 runs. Lost the toss, had a very close game, showed a bit of ticker in that second innings. The batsmen performed maybe as we've predicted. That was the weak point. Bowling India out for 250 and then 300 was quite good. So I reckon the game went pretty much to the script we thought it with the bowlers, the Australian bowlers doing well and the Indian bowlers dominating our batting for the most part. But any test match that finishes after tea on day five is a pretty good one.
Yeah, should we have gotten India out for a lot less than 250 after the great start? We had them, I think, 6 for 127.
Oh, the first innings,
Yeah.
I mean, Pujara made a great 100. I mean, that was another part of the test match. His 100 in that first innings was the defining point, I think. And the way he got to the 100 with the tail end is a credit to him. I don't necessarily think that's a discredit to the Australian attack. They bowled pretty well. And Pujara just got a few there at the end. So maybe, you know, best case scenario, they get 220. But really, I thought that was pretty good work by Pujara rather than poor work by Australia.
What do you do with Aaron Finch?
Good question. Do you shuffle him down the order? He just doesn't look like an opening batsman, and his career numbers suggest that. It's in red ball cricket. Do you change that side that went close to winning? Open with Khawaja and put Finch down the bottom. I think that's a realistic chance. Otherwise, you've got to drop him and bring in somebody else who you didn't think was good enough for the first test. You know, do you bring in a Dan Hughes in sparkling form for New South Wales with a couple of centuries this season opening the batting? Joe Burns got 70 for Queensland, the second dig. That's a tough one. I think you're more likely to shuffle him down the order and let Khawaja open, who's really an opener in any case. So, interesting one. The game starts on Friday. I haven't got a lot of time to think about this.
Yeah.
No. We had a caller earlier this morning, I think it was Chris, asking, why do we pick a squad for two test matches? Why do we pick the same 12 and then we don't bring anyone else in?
Oh, that's a good question, particularly given a round of Sheffield Shield just finished yesterday, and you know you've got some candidates to pick from. So I'm not sure why you would pick it for two Test matches. Maybe because they are almost they're back to back, just with a few days in between. But perhaps that's why you do it for logistical reasons more than anything else. Once upon a time, Miles, you just got picked every test match.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I... Yeah.
That was it.
I would have thought that would be the way to go because coming into that first test match, you want players to perform. And if you're playing Sheffield Shield, you want to think that if you can score some runs, then you're a chance of making it into the Australian team. And a lot of these players now will not play red ball cricket until, what, end of January?
Well, in the middle of February, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all... It's all the big bash from here on in, and we've got another three tests against India and two against Sri Lanka. So right. There's a bit of test cricket to be played, and that's how the program isn't designed to help the national side. It's designed for other reasons, and Sheffield Shield form. If you want to find someone safe for the Sydney New Year's test, you'll have to fold your pages back a bit and have a look what happened in the start of December. But you know, that's the way of the world these days with the way the schedule's set up.
Mm. One player that can hold his head up high, though, is Nathan Lyon. I thought he was terrific, both with bat and ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, and with bat, you don't often say that.
No.
You know, 2 for followed by 6 for, despite being criticised by people like Shane Warne for not having the right tactics. I mean, please, you know. You know, he was our best bowler by streets with a bit of luck and had all those referrals knocked back with the ball missing by millimetres. And,
yeah.
You know, on another day, I reckon he wins us the test match. He doesn't get 6 for 120. He gets probably 6 or 8 for 80. We win the game. And then he showed plenty with a bat, nearly you know, just gave us a bit of a heartbeat there the last day, didn't we? We were thinking about winning at one stage.
Yeah, we were. It was always just one ball away from disaster, though, wasn't it? Henry, Tim Payne copped a really nasty blow on the finger. He's had 7 operations on that hand, on his fingers, which have been troublesome, quite clearly. If he doesn't play in Perth, who captains?
Who captains? Aaron Finch captains the white ball team.
Well, hold on, he's lucky to hold his spot.
Well, given they've already picked the squad, first of all, I think Tim Payne got hit on the thumb, and it was his.
No, he's got. He was. I thought he was pointing to his. Well, is that your index finger? That one. Your pointy finger.
Right? Yeah, you blokes, you can't do that. But anyway. Anyway. Well, let's say he got hit on that bad finger, which was horrible when it happened a couple of years ago.
Well, yeah, terrible.
Let's say he doesn't play. I think that's a blow in leadership as well. But but you normally promote the vice captain, don't you?
Well, he's playing for his Shield team.
And Hazelwood's the other.
Well, one's a bot.
By the way, have you run into Mitch Marsh yet, Henry? He's looking forward to running into you.
Man, look, mate, I know Mitch Marsh quite well, and he's a good guy. Please don't mistake, and Loz, you should know, mistaking talking about people's cricket form or sporting form with their personalities. Mitch Marsh is a lovely young man, and any criticism of his cricket is his cricket, nothing else. But I do know him, and I did speak to him a couple of weeks ago in Perth for the Futures League game. He's fine. And guess what? The selectors dropped him. So
I know.
What am I going to say? Anyway,
you got it right, Henry.
You're going to say, I told you so.
I'm not even going to bother saying that.
by the way, I don't really care, but
no.
Have you caught up with him yet? Have you had a conversation?
No, mate. I'm in Sydney watching a Shield game, and he's in Adelaide. So.
Okay. All right. Well, there's telephones, you know.
Sorry. Well, we're making into lazy journalists who can't ask questions of themselves and quote everybody else. And all the newspaper is full of journos quoting commentators. Mind you, they've got a few commentators to choose from these days, but
plenty.
There's a lot of lazy journalism going on out there.
Well, we enjoy chatting to you. That's good. Okay, so you'd have Hazelwood, would you? Or would you have Finch? Or would you have Khawaja as your captain? That's what I'm looking for, if Tim Payne doesn't play.
I'd have Finch.
Okay.
But he's not the vice captain, but he does captain Australia at 50 over and 20 over cricket.
Yeah.
So they named their two vice captains, of which Mitch Marsh was one, and Josh Hazelwood the other. But Aaron Finch has got experience captaining the national side. I think he's a terrific tactical captain. I think he's a good leader as well as being a tactical captain. So that'd be the question you'd have. Do you put the vice captain immediately up? And that'd be a challenge for Josh. He's never captained first class cricket, but he'd probably do a good job. He's a fast bowler. He thinks about the game, he blokes. He understands the game.
Spoken like a fast
you
bowler,
fast
Henry.
Bowlers
just a quick tip, mate. Can we bounce back?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Yep.
I mean, this was a really close test match. So India got the better of the conditions having batted first because you didn't want to bat last. We showed we could bowl about twice, and I think we could bowl better. We were pretty good, but Perth will be a different challenge on that stadium. I don't think it'll spin as much. New South Wales played a Shield game there 2 weeks ago, had a good win, but it didn't spin much. It was quick. It had cracks in it, like a genuine whacker wicket. Yeah, they play at the new stadium. Australia's got to improve, 5% and they win the game. The big issue is we got Kohli out cheaply twice. Can we do it again?
That it's an intriguing test series. We were looking forward to it. We got a wonderful contest in the first test. I'm sure we'll get another one on Friday in Perth. Thanks, Henry.
Cheers, gentlemen.